What's going on, guys? Welcome to the FPT Podcast, episode number 104, recorded live on November 7th, 2016. This episode is, of course, sponsored by our friends over at Printful. We'll talk about them a little bit later. But first, I need to introduce all of the beautiful, lovely front page techers.
We let you do a whole intro without interrupting.
I know, that was different. I was waiting for someone to make a noise. Anyway, I'm John.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Hello.
Jordan, everybody. And Hi. Of course, you know him, you love him. Lucas Cyprian.
Hey, John, nice shirt.
Speaking of Printful, Lucas, you and I match.
Yeah, this
We're
is
cute.
Weird.
Have we ever matched in the history of our friendship? I don't think so.
Maybe.
This is the only time where we've actually had the same exact t-shirt, so...
Yeah, I think actually you might have had more front page tech shirts than me before Printful happened.
Two?
Yeah, I had... Well, I mean, we'll talk about shirts later, but I used to go through Spreadshirt, and they, like, stopped for whatever reason when I was using them, stopped carrying, like, real people shirt brands, and they just used
shirt brands.
Yeah, they just started their own shirt brand, Spreadshirt shitty shirt brand. And
oh,
the
didn't
shirts,
know that.
Yeah, they just
SSSSS.
They just
squad.
They just fit terribly, and I had one and then never got one again. What?
Nothing.
Oh, good. How's everyone's weekend been since we just did this on Thursday? It's Monday, everyone, by the way.
Yeah.
At least at the time of this recording.
And congratulations to whoever won the presidential election.
Good job, Gary Johnson. You did it. What a surprise. Came out of left field. We should just it's too late now. We should have just gone in there and just assumed someone won the presidency and just rolled with it. And then until Sunday when everyone was like, you guys are fucking idiots.
Like we can't even talk about anything because it doesn't make any difference or sense to talk about it.
Okay, right. Without saying who we're voting for or who we want to win, who you wish would win, who do you think is going to win? What's our election predictions?
It's going to be one of the big two.
Like it has been for the last however many hundred years.
I mean, let's be honest, folks.
I think it's I don't know. It's rough.
I
think it's going to be close. Very, very close. But I think Clinton's going to win. Just my prediction. On Sunday, of course, if you're watching or listening, feel free to tweet me or comment. Call me an idiot if I'm wrong. That's just what I'm predicting. What about you, Jordan?
See, like, I feel like Hillary might win.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm only being fed that information by... all the media outlets.
Right.
Like, but there's other polls out there kind of saying that Trump is leading.
Right.
So like there is a significant side of me that says that Trump might actually take it. But I guess we'll see. Cause I think media is just trying to get people to not vote because they're like, oh, well, Trump's not going to win. So I'm not going to vote.
Yeah.
But we will see. We will see tomorrow night.
Yeah. I can't believe that. I can't believe it's already here.
I know.
Tomorrow night, we'll know. What about you, Lucas? Predictions? You're good with
numbers.
I really
don't know.
This has nothing to do with numbers, really, right now, but, you know, predictions.
Okay, you know, I know a lot about numbers for some reason.
You know a lot about numbers, so who's the next president, Lucas Cyprian?
I don't know. I mean...
Any predictions?
No, I really don't. I think it's going to swing one way or another. Because
it's how it has been historically.
That's just how it works.
Yeah, you said, so to
Bush,
clarify,
Bush and Gore,
it could be another. What was it? The first election George W. Bush won. Who was he up against?
Al Gore.
Al Gore.
Are you talking about the one where Gore won president? Or
popular vote.
Popular vote, and then electoral college. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happened again.
The electoral college was like, nope.
Yeah, that's right. You're probably right. That is probably something that's going to happen. We're going to run into another recount thing where it doesn't even matter how the recount happens because the electoral college is going to win anyway.
Well, okay, so I think it's going to go one of two ways. Either it's going to be really close. And Clinton wins, or Trump wins by, like, a pretty decent amount. I don't think it's going to be close and Trump somehow pulls it off. It's either going to be Trump really pulled it off, or Clinton wins and it was a quote unquote close race. But here's the thing. I think it's pretty safe to say that if Clinton wins, the next few weeks are going to be interesting because you know Trump's going to contest the election.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. I mean, Clinton might too. I'm pretty sure Clinton and Trump both hired like a bunch of lawyers to contest the election, you know, just in case. Just in case one of them loses. I fucking hope Gary Johnson just comes. And no, I'm not saying I want Gary Johnson. This is not my opinion. I'm just saying it would be funny if Gary Johnson just came out of nowhere. Or Jill Stein, is that the other one?
Or Vermin Supreme.
Who's that? That sounds like a number four on a Burger King menu.
You know, when you look at him, you might think that.
Oh, God. Vernon Supreme, did you say?
Vermin. Let me just find a link for you, and you're going to be like, what?
Oh, and sweet God, what is this? Is this real life? Is this guy running?
He's from the Libertarian Party. He has a boot on his head.
This guy totally needs to win just so that we can start recreating the movie Idiocracy. Because he was President Supreme.
Do you remember that? I think I told the story on the podcast one time where some dude just walked up to me in a Walmart and asked me to vote for him to be president.
Yeah, you did. I remember that. That was weird.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but it was a real thing. And he's tried before.
Wow.
Maybe he'll become president, and then I'll be like, hey, man.
Guy from Walmart. Yeah.
Guy from Walmart. It's because of the FPT podcast. You might have got a couple votes if anyone remembers you. I don't remember that guy's name, so don't vote for him. Don't vote for the guy you don't know.
I feel so bad for the people that watch this publicly, like after there actually is a settlement and a tie doesn't happen.
Okay,
shut up.
Yeah, if you haven't caught on by now, even though we've said it a couple times, this was recorded earlier.
Earlier.
A whole 6 days prior to you listening.
So please, do not shit on us. We ask you kindly, or shit on us, whatever you want.
So let's just move on to a more valuable topic for our public listeners.
Okay.
Let's do that. Today, for public listeners specifically, today, Sunday, which is not, today's Monday, comes out for the public on Sunday.
Sunday, November 13th.
I will be on my way home from Vlogger Fair.
You will have been in Vlogger Fair already.
Yeah, I'll probably be on a plane. I don't know when
How was Vlogger Fair, future John?
Vlogger Fair was fun. I did a lot of vloggers there.
That's good. You're not one.
No, not in the least.
A lot of vloggers there at Vlogger Fair?
Yeah. Jesus. when Lucas says a joke, it stops me mid-sentence so I can absorb it and figure out how to move forward. Vlogger Fair was great. Future John loved it. Nice as always. I had a nice bed. It was a king-size bed in the hotel, so that was cool. That's all Future John knows. Yeah, that's all he knows. So if you're watching live, I think one of the people that are watching live, if you're watching live, is actually going to Vlogger Fair, so I'll see you there. I think it's Derek if he's watching. Other than that, I might see I know a couple people have tweeted me, so I might see a couple of you there. And if you do, then come say hi.
Hello.
But of course it's Sunday, so hopefully you said hi. If not, that sucks, man. Or woman. I feel so bad. Jordan, before we started the podcast, you showed me a little thingy. A little sticker thingy.
A little thingy.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It was a little three-month free trial.
Okay.
Because I bought a SanDisk SD card for my camera.
I was just going to ask. So that came with something else. And, of course, it's SanDisk of all.
Well, I also got a free download for Rescue Pro, which is a deluxe recovery software. And I'm actually going to download that and use it probably.
Rescue Pro.
Because I've lost a shit ton of pictures before. Like in 2008, I think I had a hard drive crash, wiped everything.
Oh,
so that sucked. But
you were mad.
Yeah, I was. And I still use that hard drive, but literally, it's just sitting in my computer and I have almost nothing on it because I don't trust it.
I've used something like that before. I don't know if I used that specific program, but I
remember
I deleted
pirating
something.
A whole bunch.
Go on. Go ahead.
Well, let's move on to. We were talking about title.
Okay, let's move on to what?
The 3-month subscription to Tidal. Free 3 months of Tidal. I've always been interested in trying Tidal just for the hell of it to see like what it was all about. And like I feel like I have at least a semi decent setup to actually be able to produce high quality audio. Okay. Whereas like, you know, a typical computer sound system is just like Logitech speakers hooked up to the headphone jack in the back of your computer.
<All right.
laughs> I mean, that's like 80% of people with a PC.
Right.
I use a Scarlett that actually has a high bit rate, and I have XLR out to JBL studio monitors. So I have raw, essentially like raw sound. I don't really care that much about like high fidelity, as they call it. But like, I know when there's decent quality versus quality. Like, like on Spotify, I turned on high quality streaming. And I was talking to Lucas about this last night because I just started like trying to tell the difference between the two last night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, I would say to a normal average, just like, I just want to listen to music, Tidal's not going to be for you. Now, it's cool. There are some Tidal exclusives, like mostly music videos. I was listening to the Bon Jovi released the new album, and it's exclusive to Tidal.
No.
Yeah, it's called.
I'm pretty
this
sure.
House.
Yeah, John, didn't you report that on the show one day? Like, oh, good, John Bovey. John.
No,
Bovey.
No, that was John Bovey.
Bon Jovi. I said John, and then John Bovey came out because Bon Jovi. All right.
Maybe that's the awesome. Title of the album.
Maybe I'm just dyslexic.
John Bowie.
It happens to me.
No,
too.
That was funny you say that because I've been meaning to bring this up on the podcast sometime. I watched a show like last month that is like a really old show. And one of the stories in that show, I was making fun of the fact that Prince decided to release his new album on Tidal.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
that.
And I was like, wow, something about, I was like, Prince isn't dead, but his career sure is. And then he died.
That's awful.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that's awesome.
No!
That's awesome. anyway, so John Bovey released released an album on Tidal, and I feel very sad for him. It was like I feel like someone walked up to him and was like, "Hey man, there's this really cool thing. There's new technology out there called computers and smartphones, and there's this really cool app called Tidal where instead of using a CD, you just put your music there and people can listen to it off their computer devices." And he was like, "Dude, that sounds like the exact spot for John Bovey. I'm going to be there." He has no idea Spotify or iTunes or anything exists. He just thinks it's Tidal. Like, right. Who in their right mind would just be like, yeah, Tidal exclusive?
Well, I mean, it's just that album is Tidal exclusive.
No.
So
not all of Bon Jovi.
So you said that it's not for like the average listener?
The high fidelity, like... For Tidal to stay competitive, they still have a $10 a month subscription. But there's the $20 a month subscription that gets you the high fidelity music. And that's what this free trial is for the hi-fi.
I feel like that's... Is that weird? Like...
No.
For them to charge more for that?
No, not at all.
No.
It's very niche.
It's more data they got to put out.
Right.
Yeah. I mean...
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And it's for those people that are like
what, like the regular subscription's probably like 320 kilobit per second ACC or something.
I honestly wouldn't know. I can't see any of that kind of setting stuff.
There goes Lucas spitting out numbers again.
Because here's the
earlier
in the streaming settings.
I think like it's supposed to be like uncompressed wave quality audio for like the what is it, the $20 one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be uncompressed audio, which to our listeners, like I'm sure for most of you know, like it's just uncompressed. You get raw audio.
Right.
And the only way you're really going to be able to hear it or tell the difference is if you have the equipment that can produce that. Like these JBL speakers can't absolutely do that. But even then, at that point, you really have to be sitting there like nitpicking, listening, like, okay, it didn't clip there. We're good.
Yeah.
Where like, and I was even trying to pick
you
songs.
You have to
that
know
are,
what you're looking for.
Exactly.
Like, right.
Or to listen for. Sorry.
I was listening to the same songs like between Spotify on high quality and Tidal on high fidelity. And it's like, there is a little bit of a difference.
A good difference?
Like, but yeah. Like Tidal does sound a little more natural. But here's what I did notice though, is I don't know where it is, but somewhere it's either Tidal or Spotify, there's an EQ.
Ooh.
Like an EQ difference. And I think Spotify kind of pushes a little bit
so
of an EQ.
It's not, do you mean like there's an EQ that you get to apply or it's already there?
It's built
It's
in.
Just there. Which is, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It made the music sound a little brighter, in my opinion. But the Tidal, like high fidelity audio was... it sounded more just flat, like how the artist intended the music to sound. It was untouched, untouched audio.
You know what? That might make sense. Like if Spotify's doing that, because, I mean, the average person listening to Spotify isn't going to be able to pinpoint that sort of thing. Like, oh, I think there's an EQ applied here. And like right. Most people are playing shit out of like a $20 Bluetooth speaker, like their car stereo
their
phone.
People need to understand that, too, that as soon as you transfer something Bluetooth, like Bluetooth audio, compression.
Yeah.
You compress it. No longer uncompressed audio. Like, your phone just compressed it back for you.
So it makes sense for them to kind of, like, bump up the highs a little bit to make it sound less muddy on those cheaper stuff.
Right.
But it's an indistinguishable difference to me. I mean, but that's because I'm sitting here between two $200 speakers a piece, like, and I'm, you know, listening for the differences. Right. And so, it's like,
so we've talked about, I mean, we had the, like a whole show almost where we talked about Google Play and Spotify. And like, I think the discussion really ended up at, like the libraries are pretty much similar. It was just like you and I specifically, Jordan, preferred Spotify because of discoverability. So is it the same scenario here? Like, is the library similar or?
The libraries do seem similar. Tidal seems to have a heavy precedence on music videos. There's a lot of exclusive music videos that are on Tidal only, which for some people probably makes a difference. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I don't. If I'm listening to music, I don't want to watch something.
Right, that's like the people that go to YouTube and like turn on a music video to listen to a song. Like, wasting so much data?
That's a little different.
I have YouTube Red, so like it makes sense for me to do that. But I also have Spotify. But like the libraries do seem similar. I still haven't dug around too much. The app on the computer looks identical to Spotify. To the D, almost.
That doesn't surprise me.
It looks really cool, honestly. It's neat. It's just like a different color scheme. Like, Spotify's kind of got, like, it uses dark gray and the light, like, white color. But then, like, Tidal, it's like a darker gray with white text instead of light gray text. And, like, their highlights are this, like, teal color.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I actually like the way it looks a lot.
This is unrelated. I'm going to go back. It's very important we get back to Tidal. You said teal. So at lunch, it was a Chick-fil-A, and my cashier lady, her name was Turquoise. I shit you not, her name was Turquoise. Anyway, back to Tidal.
That was actually very important.
Yeah, you said teal, and I was like, oh, colors. Yeah, her name was Turquoise. Yeah.
Their colors.
Okay, Tidal.
Libraries
are similar.
Blue.
Yeah. I mean,
colors are weird. Different.
If you're going to be listening like through Bluetooth headphones or just like shit Apple Pods or like Samsung earbuds or just not good quality stuff, like the $10 subscription is more than enough. Like, it's going to sound identical to Spotify. In fact, you'll probably just get like the, you'll still get probably a flat sounding song, like whereas Spotify seems to put an EQ on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's totally a guess. If I'm wrong, don't chew me out. I don't know.
That's just again, like,
what I noticed.
You might be right, though, because that makes sense to me.
Whatever you're using, you could probably throw some sort of EQ on there if you wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. Like my phone, like the Samsung phones, I think S6 and up, there's built-in EQs that you can just, you can apply to all audio. I mean, it's a solid $10 streaming option. If you hate Spotify for some reason and you hate Google Play and you don't want that, and like you're like, well, what other options do I have? Well, $10 subscription to Tidal seems to be
so
decent.
Are you going to go back to Spotify, or are you going to continue to use Spotify? Does this sway you in any way?
I don't know. I'm going to have to play with it some more. I'm probably still going to stick with Spotify, because there's no way in hell am I paying the $20 a month for the hi-fi. But the $10 option, I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I'll have to play with it for a little while. But I still like Spotify, like how they come out with... Now they have that daily mix, which I love. And you still have Discover Weekly. Like, it's just everything's geared towards like getting you to listen to new music, and that's what I love the most.
Yeah,
I hate listening to the same shit every day, every week, every month. It's like it gets boring. My half hour drive to work gets boring.
And that's really what that was kind of the deciding factor for me too. Like, Google Play was good, but it was just like discoverability brought me right back to Spotify after my free trial at Google Play was up. There's just nothing that compares in terms of discoverability. And I think that's kind of what music streaming services need, because it seems like the libraries that they all have are pretty identical. So it comes down to a choice of usability and how what your use case is for these music streaming services. Because if discoverability is not an option for you, like you don't care about it, then it doesn't really matter who you give your $10 to.
Yeah. And I think if you do like music videos a lot, it does seem to be a really awesome service for that. Like, I'll give them that. They've got that down. I mean, because I think there's limitations.
Did John
Bovey
put his new music videos on there?
Yeah, with his walker, probably.
But for real, though, I don't like John Bon Jovi. Don't like him.
I don't mind him. I don't like. He's okay.
He's okay. It's not too much. That's the noise he makes all the time.
Oh my god.
So
this was not a paid endorsement.
Right. No. Of Tidal or nothing.
I had a free thing from SanDisk. Thank you, SanDisk.
I'm sure if Tidal is paying for marketing, we're the last people that they want to talk to.
They'll probably watch this now and be like, oh, cool, we should hit
No,
them
they'll
up.
Be like, no. Fuck front page tech, let's talk to Jordan.
Right? I'll have my own show.
Like, where's Jordan at?
Watch, they'll start a podcast thing like Spotify did, and I'll be the first podcast on there.
That's not wouldn't surprise me. And then we can't have you on this podcast because you're title exclusive.
Yeah.
Title doesn't exclusive. Have podcasts on there, do they?
No.
Nope.
No. Spotify does, though, right?
They do.
Barely.
And I started listening to one just for the hell of it one time.
It's
pretty cool.
How does that work? Can we get on Spotify, or is it?
We had this conversation like five podcasts ago. No.
Oh, drats.
You need to have a lot of followers and stuff.
Right.
So they're very picky.
So we'll just say, hey, Spotify, please.
Please help.
And then they'll be like, fine.
Go ahead and try.
I'm having a weird problem with my toilet.
Oh, all right. Why? Why? Why is that a transition?
Because I am.
Okay, cool. Next topic.
No. What, you don't want to know what the problem is?
Not really. It's your toilet.
Okay.
Sure, I want to know, John.
Thanks. Okay. At least somebody cares.
Caring. Cares. It's a loose term.
So my upstairs toilet is doing this thing where it's just like, I don't know if it's trying to fuck with me or what's going on. It's very, very quiet.
Is the bidet is acting up on you.
No, it's very, very quiet. Nothing.
Hey, John.
as I'm sitting on it, as you do, you don't know anything is happening. Like, I don't hear anything happening, nothing out of the ordinary. But let's just, hypothetical, let's just say I poop.
John, if you're going to tell us you're just having these phantom poops or something, we don't need to know about
it. No, let's just say that hypothetically, I poop in the toilet. That's the place where you usually poop.
Yes.
When I get up, there's no poop.
Yes, John, that's what I just said. If you're having phantom poops, we don't need to know about it.
Well... it just gone.
Because that can happen in any toilet.
Well, but no. I don't hear it leaving.
What do you mean you don't hear it leaving? Do you at least feel it?
No, I mean, I don't hear it leaving the toilet.
Yeah, it's just crawling out between your ass cheeks, crawling on the ground.
No, I mean,
God. Okay,
the action, I have released it. It's out of my hands, out of my ass.
Okay, gotcha.
That part's over and done with. The problem is... the toilet puts it somewhere, and I don't know where what happens.
Probably down the drain, John.
But like that, you hit when you flush it, it goes, makes the toilet flush sound. Yeah. I don't flush it before I get up. It's just gone.
I understand
gone.
What you're saying, John.
It's
you're
just taking my poop and like putting it in a different universe.
I think it's just sinking and out of sight. You should investigate.
Where's it going?
Just to the bottom, like.
But
before
I didn't push
back.
The button that sends it there.
Let us all remember that I was the one that didn't want to have us talk about this.
Sinking out of sight. Like, I don't know, maybe grab like a flashlight and a long
stick. And look
stick.
For my own shit in the toilet?
I knew it was going to be stupid.
Yes. I mean, if you really want to know what happened to it.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I looked down the drain. So right before we started the podcast, I pooped. Yes, it was gone. That's why I had to come over and write it down, because I was like, this is a problem. I don't know where my poop's going. So I looked and it wasn't there. So I didn't hardcore get down on the ground and try to look down the drain. But you know, I kind of like tilted myself over, looked into the drain, no poop. Where's it going? Who's taking it? Someone needs toilet. You need to tell me where my shit's going, because it's scary. That's my message.
Scaring,
to the toilet.
Scaring poor Jern.
It is. Oh, so this might be a problem, but... Oh, wait.
What?
You know. Luke is a bird! Luke is a bird! How was your week?
Oh, you know, we talked about you taking a shit in your toilet.
That all week? That's how your week went?
You said, how was my week? I didn't do something.
How was your weekend?
The entire week.
Right, yeah, you're right. How was your weekend?
Okay. Man, this is like awkward timing now. I don't know what to say.
How do you not know what to say? Just say good.
Good.
Okay, good. Well, you might have noticed that was a new kazoo. Also, hang on. I have another one.
Another one to break.
Here's another one. This is a French horn. I have a kazoo that is the shape of a French horn. It's it's fucking metal, and I also have a working trumpet kazoo. Like, I don't know if any of you realize how great that is.
That's incredible.
Now, there's a problem though.
Mm-hmm. John, you talked about this with me earlier.
Yeah, that's the problem. You would think, oh, John got new kazoos. Thanks, Jordan. That's like your natural reaction, because that's usually where the kazoos come from.
They did not.
I thanked Jordan the day these came, and Jordan didn't send them.
Nope. They're magical kazoos.
So, live on the podcast, I need to ask, Lucas, did you send me kazoos?
Guess what? Nobody cares.
Aww. So, well, listen, I asked Brian. He didn't send me kazoos. You and Brian both hate kazoos. There was no name on the thing. It was just from Amazon, and it had like an ad for Amazon Prime.
Well, who else has your address, John? I mean, process of elimination here.
Yeah, let me just say, I asked everyone who had my address.
I did not send them.
And the problem is, are you picking up what I'm throwing down?
No.
No
I
one
don't.
That has my address sent these. So, somebody, I don't know who, Jordan and I were talking. We
How
assumed
does nobody that has your address send them to you to your address?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what.
So somebody has your address, John, and you're just lying about it.
I'm lying about what?
Somebody has his address that he doesn't
you
know.
You aren't saying who all has your address.
No. I'm trying to introduce a problem, and you're just like, that's not even on the table
no,
for you.
You're
fucking blaming it on
problem.
John.
You're trying to have a cover-up.
What kind of cover-up?
The one where you don't say where it's from because you know where it is, but it shouldn't make sense
okay,
to everybody that might actually know.
100%. I'm not lying about who all has my address. I'm telling you, I don't know
Bullshit.
Where the fuck these came from. That's why I'm introducing this as a problem to you, because
Bullshit.
Somebody has my address that I don't know who the person is, which means it could be somebody just fucking with me, could be a fan that I don't know listens to the podcast and somehow
Bullshit.
Knows I love kazoos and also somehow has my address. I want to be mad about this, but I also am holding two brand new metal kazoos. It's hard to be mad about.
I tried, Jordan. You, your turn.
I mean, I didn't send them.
So either way, if it was you, you can go ahead and out yourself in the comments. I love these. These are great. Thank you very much.
I'm gonna break them. So don't worry.
You're not gonna break them. Don't say things like that. These didn't hurt anybody.
Except me.
They're metal.
Lucas is like, they
lovely
hurt my
things.
Heart.
Lucas.
In my ears.
Let me tell you something. For someone that truly appreciates music and has a
appreciates.
Very... Appreciates. And has a great talent for creating said music, you sure don't appreciate these instruments right here.
Correct.
Why? That's what I thought. Because you know
not everybody
great.
Likes kazoos.
Everybody loves kazoos. We
well,
don't need to say
I'm
things like
everybody.
That on the podcast.
I like kazoos.
Thanks, Jordan. Two against one.
Population of three. You forgot to invite the whole rest of the internet. By the way, I'm going to tell you again, I only got one tweet about the kazoos, and they said, no, I don't like the kazoos. I'm with you, Lucas. So again, I think I'm winning here.
I think the kazoo lovers are being silent, if we're being fair.
Right, so you're losing.
It's like the Trump supporters. They're just like, meh.
Yeah, when they're like, hey, because that's what, you know what, that makes so good job, Jordan. Do you know why people don't speak out about being Trump supporters? Because they get
scared.
Shit on. So it's the same thing. Lucas shits on kazoo supporters. So I wouldn't open up about
There's
my love for kazoos
There's nothing to support.
Either.
They're not supporting a cause. They're not running
they're supporting
for an election.
They're supporting music things. You see?
No.
I understand.
I need a gif of that, by the way. That was good. That was a good reaction.
Chelsea me. Says I like the kazoos.
Because they're fucking great. And they're, listen.
Great.
That's the sound metal. Of metal.
High quality.
These are
high
quality kazoos.
That's the sound of metal.
What was that?
I don't know. Probably not a kazoo, though.
Oh, probably.
But it was metal.
Should have been.
Someone, okay, if you got, whoever this was, if you sent me these, you need to send some to Lucas. If you got my address, I'm sure you can get Lucas's somewhere. Send him these because he needs some fucking kazoos in his life. He needs to lighten up a little.
I would love if somebody sent me some kazoos so I could
probably,
just like snap them in half.
You'd probably just like tweet a picture of like this just completely defiled.
Wouldn't be a picture, John. It wouldn't be a picture. It'd be a video.
That'd be awesome.
Of me snapping them in half.
Wow. Dude.
I don't care if they're metal or not. They're going to get snapped in half.
Oh, God. Like, I want to...
We have the technology.
I hope my kazoos don't grow up and hear this bullshit. I hope they don't listen back to this podcast and just hear Uncle Lucas talking so much shit about them.
Delusional.
Ridiculous. So, let's talk about something pretty important here. We're all wearing pretty shirts. You can't see mine.
Yeah.
We want to take a second to thank our friends over at... You need to stand up a little bit.
Okay.
Perfect. We need to thank our friends over at Printful for sponsoring this episode of the FPT podcast. You can see Lucas is beautiful. Jordan is beautiful. I am beautiful. Actually, Lucas and I match. If you could just stand there the whole time, Lucas, that's perfect. So okay. we teamed up with Printful, and we'll talk a little bit about why after this, because that's the topic I want to talk about. But there's a lot of creators out there. There's a lot of people that would like to have their own merchandise or just their own T-shirts to sell online or just to have personally. And holy crap, Printful is the only place to go, and at least when it comes to my opinion. We've tried a lot of the print-on-demand suppliers online, and they're all pretty much the same. Nothing too overwhelming. I worked with Spreadshirt for a long time, and I'm okay with dropping names at this point. Cafe Press, Zazzle is another one. I've also used Redbubble. They do not compare in any way when it comes to Printful. Printful is amazing. I'm not just saying that because they're a sponsor. We have them as a sponsor for a reason, and it is because they're that good. So if you want to print anything, literally like jackets, hoodies, T-shirts, obviously, leggings, a dress, some socks.
Dog sweaters?
I'm sure we could work out some dog sweaters if we really needed to. Tote bags. Anything that you want, you can get printed. And the great thing about them is if you're a creator, if you want to sell your own merch, you can actually build your own store with a different platform. So with like Spreadshirt and stuff, you're depending on their own platform. You send your audience to that platform, and it's just another step for them to take. Instead, you can have it right on your site natively, and then they basically go through that transaction on your website. They don't leave to go somewhere else, and then Printful is the one that fulfills those orders and takes care of everything for you. The shipping, the actual printing, everything is taken care of. It is glorious, and not to mention the actual quality of the shirts are great. I think we can all agree, right. Jordan, you agree?
The packaging looks pretty cool, too.
The packaging is also great. The packaging comes with your branding, of course, if that's what you're looking for, which is what we're doing with the FPT store.
Right.
So that's it. Everything about this, I don't have any complaints about Printful, which usually if I have complaints, you know about it. I'm very vocal about complaints when it comes to everything in life. That's what I do. I complain. Sorry. But there's none when it comes to Printful. So go to theprintful.com if you want to learn more, if you want to get started with creating your own stuff and selling for your own audience or just making your own stuff so you can wear it because you're cool.
The best brand ever.
The best brand ever.
What was that link again?
The next level shirts.
Theprintful.com. Next level
click
shirts.
Click it or ticket.
Yeah, also great. Click it or ticket. And that's it. So thanks to Printful for sponsoring today's episode. We love you. You're our friends. If I could hug you, I would, but I can't. So instead, I'll just talk about you on my podcast.
Well, we would hug you with our shirts on from you.
Yeah, we should get everyone at Printful to wear front page tech shirts all day. I'm sure we could work it out. So moving on. Speaking of these shirts.
Yes.
We've talked about it here and there pretty much on every podcast for like the last few weeks. But we're slowly narrowing our way to an actual release date of the store. And
site.
Say what?
Everything. Not just the store, but the website in general.
The store, Lucas and I, pretty much, I mean, I'd say it's almost ready to go, like in terms of the development of that. It's pretty much ready. We just got a couple more things that we got to fix. It's also pretty. So we had samples sent to us. We also sent samples. Jordan got a shirt, obviously. Which is pretty. Mm-hmm. We sent one to John Bubb as well. And so far, so good. John Bubb loves it. And he said he's picky about shirts, and he likes the Front Page Tech shirt, which is awesome. It's cool because like it comes the packaging is branded, everything. Printful is seriously awesome, and we're outside of the plug now, and I'm still going about it.
Check out @John_Prosser's tweets.
Yeah, @John_ and follow me and tell me you love me and that you love kazoos. It's very important. Okay. But yeah, the store is almost ready to go. You'll probably see. I mean, you see on the show I'm wearing. I wore this today on the show, which isn't out yet. I got to edit that still. I got to finish editing it anyway.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So the store's almost ready to go. That's it. Today, though, when I was recording the show, when I tweeted the video, I have some fucking asshole dog neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And they just fucking bark. Like, while I'm recording, I'm trying to get through something. I'm trying to record something. And they just fucking bark.
Can't you just edit it out of the audio, John?
Do you know how much work that would be?
No.
So much.
Yes, actually. Yes.
Yeah, because yes. I bark regularly on the podcast and you have to edit
no.
it out.
Well, yes, but.
Well, yes.
Just it's, random interruptions in all of our hour-long audio tracks. Sometimes.
Sometimes. But like yeah. I just wanted to record the show, and they were like, one dog over here was fucking barking, and the other one started, and they just started going back and forth, and fuck them, you know?
They're like, hey, let's fuck this John guy.
Yeah, they were like, I bet John's recording right now. Let's bug the shit out of him.
You know, that reminds me, I think we mentioned last Thursday, last podcast, Adobe Creative Suite, Creative Cloud, that's what it is, 2017 just came out, and... I don't know if you guys heard about it, but Adobe was talking about this new thing that's going to be like photoshopping voiceovers.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So basically we're going to be able to do things with audio, like what, you know, we can edit images in Photoshop.
Wait,
so we can like move audio around and make it sound natural.
That's cool. So, I'm really curious like how that's, like user interactive, like how like the interface is going to look.
I would assume, I don't know. I'd have to look at the demo again, but I'm sure there's a way where it would just scan the waveform and then visually it just puts like words underneath each.
Okay, so what are you talking about here? Like, okay, so moving okay, around so audio here, is pretty like oh. that's
okay,
what
so
I would expect with audio software. But.
I think this was like part of the demo they showed. Like there was a long demo recording or something, and basically in one of their examples they showed a recording of a comedian. He said, and I kissed my dog and my wife, and they changed it to and I kissed Jordan three times. No kidding, it said Jordan. I don't know why it said Jordan. Yeah, then they just changed it verbatim and it sounded really natural and
flowing. It's kind of
I feel like that's
creepy.
So dangerous.
Oh yeah, it was Key and Peele. So Jordan Peele, that's who it was.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that's
kind of wondering, like
enhanced shit.
Now this is the time of the year where it's like we got these election commercials, and you're just gonna hear like people messing around with the sim, like, oh, Trump said this,
yeah,
Hillary
like,
said
Trump's,
this.
Trump's like, gonna be like, I like throwing babies. Okay, I feel like that's really scary.
Yeah.
I think it's, I mean, you have to understand, like, not every audio recording, I mean, you don't really need this little freaking update for somebody to say, oh, now we can mess with voice
right. Some people
now.
Can just do it because they're good at it.
Yes. Right. I mean, people have been doing it because they're good at it, but.
Yeah. This is going to make some people a little better at it.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, like, professionally wise, I mean, I would imagine it'd be good for, like, podcasts, commercial voiceovers, and, like, audiobook recordings and stuff like that.
Well,
like, I'm sure Hyman's going to love it.
Yes, maybe.
Like,
if he actually digs into Adobe Audition, still uses Audacity, and I can't get that.
Well, like, that's interesting because, like 2 years ago or something. When I would record the show, we used to have to set up every time we recorded the show. We would have to set everything
right.
up, set all the equipment up, and then tear it all down. So if I messed a lineup in the show, I would literally watch it back with a mic in my hand and dub over it. That's what I would do. If I fucked up a line, and it was usually specs of something, I read it wrong,
right.
and it was like, this has 16,000 gigs of RAM, which is wrong, so I had to go back and like dub over it. That's cool for like that purpose and like especially,
dumbass.
Yeah, movies and stuff. I'm sure this could be useful for.
Oh well, like, yeah.
Read different lines. That's cool and creepy. Adobe. Is it coming to Audition or is this a whole different program?
I guess it's called Project Voco, which I would assume is going to be abbreviated word of vocoder or whatever. I would imagine it's probably going to be in part of Audition. I don't see anything at this. Yes. Yeah. It's going to be a Voco feature using Adobe Audition. So, yeah.
Okay. So it's going to kind of be like like when Content Aware came out for Photoshop. It's just like a feature.
Right, right. Yeah, it'll just be thrown in there and it's like, here, there's this now. Use it.
Here's a thing.
Ruin lives.
Yeah, have fun, kids.
Right.
Go fuck somebody's life up. Have fun.
Now we know that Adobe just wants to watch the world burn.
Yeah. Now we know. Yeah, there's... which is funny, because without saying anything officially, I might be talking to Adobe this week. I don't really know. Of course, by the time this goes out publicly, if it were to happen, hypothetically, it would have already happened.
This is
at Vlogger Fair.
Before Vlogger Fair, yeah. It's supposed to... of course, if it were to happen, of course. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Okay, let's quit boasting.
Probably. We'll find out.
Derp a derp a derp.
Hopefully they put my face as like the icon of Photoshop. That's what I'm looking for. Personally.
Sure, they're gonna keep the PS.
Yeah. For purser.
Yeah.
for purser. I'm gonna
stop it.
Can we just?
No.
Okay. Just thinking through a process here.
All right.
Okay. Don't.
Why this whole store thing, right? We're going to have clothes in there, obviously, but why don't we release a software suite?
Of?
The Jern Purser suite. And it's actually...
It's back away from the mic and let him handle this.
Don't worry. It's just like a soundboard.
It's honestly, it's just all of Adobe's software. Just rethemed and renamed with me in mind. Oh, and also it's free. So it's like pirating for free and for legal. What? It's like pirating for legal.
This was why I backed away from the mic.
But see, Lucas, you're supposed to be the savior in situations like this. You're not supposed
to. Well, I tried that with your damn toilet, but you saw how that worked out.
It happened to you too? You lost your poop in my toilet?
No.
Jesus
Christ. I'm offended that you don't take that seriously, that my poop's just gone.
I don't.
How can we?
I don't take that seriously at all, because nobody should.
What if it's a ghost?
Maybe.
What if there's a man in my toilet that when I shit, he just reaches up slowly from the drain and grabs it and pulls it in?
Then he's probably dead.
He's got a snorkel. There's a man in my toilet with a snorkel, so he's fine.
I would believe the ghost before that.
Yeah.
Casper the ghost stealing your shit. Under your asshole.
We laugh, but what if it's true? I still don't know what's actually happening.
You're dumb. Sorry.
I'm not. Is your shit being taken from you? No.
When you flush the toilet, yes.
But you're doing that. You're saying, buy shit. Here's the button. See you later. This is just gone.
John, before you keep yelling, it's happened before to me, too.
Your poop
disappears?
On various
toilets.
I wonder if my toilet came from the places you got those toilets at that took your shit.
I don't think it really matters where you got them. It's kind of just the way the toilets are designed.
I wonder if I wonder if the name of the toilet is like the shit taker.
Aren't they
all? Technically, they're all supposed to do that, John.
But you...
Are you going to say,
I'm sorry,
it's supposed to be called
away.
The preemptive shit taker.
Oh my God. Okay, that needs to be another shirt. The shit taker. And I'm going to make my toilet wear
You're the one that said it.
I'm going to make my toilet wear the shit taker shirt. On that note, do you guys want to talk about anything else?
I completely agree with the chat right now.
What's the chat
I'm
right
beginning
now
to wonder if I should be taking tech advice from a guy who doesn't understand how a toilet works.
You should, though. At least I have the balls to come out and question my toilet. The mainstream media will not report on my toilet.
Every podcast,
they will cover this up.
Crazier and crazier, John.
Oh, I saw something interesting.
Thank you, go ahead.
I'm sure other people know about it. No.
Oh, damn.
I saw something that I have yet to see before, and I'm sure you guys would be like, oh, yeah, that's been out, but Adobe Spark?
Yeah, it's the fireworks replacement, right?
Oh, from what I'm just seeing, like from this website, it's like Adobe, where you can now make memes.
Oh yeah, they're little like social media.
Yeah, social mood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make graphics. It's like, so make memes.
Yeah, so like fireworks, if no one's used fireworks, I still fucking use fireworks for pretty much everything.
Me too.
The last release was CS6, I think, and it was fucking good for web design. Just like its purpose was like for web design sort of stuff. And it was great. It still is fucking great. And they just discontinued it and we've had nothing to replace it. And apparently Adobe Spark is that replacement tool. So
looks like a cool way to put words on top of pictures.
I like words on pictures.
Okay, but that's
I use an
still
app for that.
Okay.
Not saying I make memes. Like the shit.
You can make an animated
story. You don't.
That's cool, I guess. Try now for free. I'll do that later.
There you go. There you go, Adobe. You have a spark taker in Jordan.
Yes.
Is that it? Do you want to talk about anything else?
A new generation Pokemon's coming to Pokemon Go.
What's it called? The shit taker?
No, the new generation. God.
Go on.
Like, not first gen Pokemon, but like maybe second gen.
Oh. People still use Pokemon Go?
Apparently. Yes. I don't. I never really did.
Do you, Jordan?
I did for a little while. I don't anymore because it's not anything I can play out here.
Oh.
When I was in Boston for a couple days, it was awesome.
Boston. Yeah, is the craze for that game over or?
The hype is over, game but people over. Are still.
Well,
are
my
still
God, Lucas!
People still definitely play. The hype is just no longer
the hype
mass media. People are still playing it regularly.
I feel bad for those people.
It's a fun game.
I mean, if they find it fun, they're having fun.
Exactly.
So it's worth their time.
Who's you to judge? Jesus.
My toilet takes my shit, so I don't really have much room to talk about anything.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, you can follow me on Twitter. At @John_Prosser, if you want. I mean, you don't have to. Also, tweet me pictures of kazoos if you're interested. Jordan?
Twitter, @Jordan0. And at Instagram, @Jordan011.
Those are pictures that Jordan takes.
That's me. That's pitcher.
That's some water. That's not you.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Wada.
Wow. @LucasCyprian.
Of course, if this is your first time hanging out, if you're listening with your earballs and you'd rather not listen and you'd rather see us with your eyeballs, you can. YouTube.com/StrawberrySec. If you watch us and you fucking hate us, you want to listen to us instead on your drive to work or your drive to school or wherever you're going, anywhere podcasts are available, just search FPT Podcast.
Click it or ticket.
Of course, click it or ticket. Hit the subscribe
FPT
button.
FPT Podcast.
And can you just go up and down like that? And that's how we'll close out the show?
It's not happening.
Bye.
Bye.
Earballs.